Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Over the years, I've seen so many of your guys' photos when it comes to gardening. And probably every second one is, what went wrong? Why did I not get a yield? And really, the answer to this a lot of times comes down to proper thought and steps not being put into those very initial stages. Now, I'm not talking about starting a garden from scratch and forgetting to do the soil properly. I'm actually talking about non-cost methods that you should look at when starting a garden. So in this video, I'm gonna give you my tips on how to start a garden from scratch that will cost you no money, but will make a major difference in the results. Number one is seed starting. So you initially think, if I'm gonna be a gardener, I need to seed start. And I actually want you to save your money. I don't want you to seed start. Now, people are gonna tell you that transplants are expensive, but you know what's more expensive? Proper lighting, heat mat, proper trays, potting soil, seed, and then making sure all those seeds are bumped up, taken care of properly, have a fan on them, whatever the case is, that adds up quickly. I would rather you save that $200-$300, sometimes more, in seed starting equipment and place it in the garden. Transplants are not expensive. I'm sorry. I'm gonna put it out there. You can buy them from Walmart, Home Depot, Canadian Tire, Superstore, wherever. It does not have to be a greenhouse. And generally, end of May, beginning of June, those starts are about 50 cents a buck. Last year, I got 200 tomato plants from Independent for $6. So don't tell me that starts are more expensive than seed starting. I'll argue to the death. Now, with that being said, if you're gonna be stubborn, which I am, try winter sowing. I want you to try winter sowing because they're going to give you pre-hardened off seedlings and it's inexpensive. It involves takeout containers and milk jugs, whatever the case is. I'm going to be doing a video on this, but it's not quite yet time for me to do it. So I don't want to waste seed. I will do a video on it though. And ultimately it's a greenhouse effect. You don't need the grow lights. You don't need anything fancy, but it will give you some seed starts to kick off your season with. Next up is planning what you want to grow. So I'm assuming you already know. You want tomatoes, you want peppers, you want onions, you want, I got it. But do you know what variety you want? This is important. You want to choose a wide variety. The biggest mistake I see new gardeners make is they will pick a tomato, and that is the tomato, the beefsteak. They will buy one type and they'll buy 10 of them, and then all of a sudden it fails. And then they come to me and they say, why did my beefsteak tomato fail? Well, I could give you a guesstimate on why it could fail, but if you had different varieties, I'd be able to tell you with even more accuracy what exactly went wrong. The reason for this is because different varieties have different tolerances for different scenarios. Different pests affect a different tomato plant, disease, climate even will affect a tomato plant differently. All things being said, if you have a climate that is perfectly designed for an early girl, well, you're going to have really good results. If you have a climate that's less than ideal for a beefsteak tomato, for example, you're not going to see great results. So having a wide variety is going to ensure you get a harvest regardless of the pest that rolls through, the disease that takes out the rest of them, or maybe the climate apocalypse that happens in your garden, because trust me, it will happen. So variety is key. And I don't just mean tomatoes. I mean lettuce varieties, brassica species, legumes, if you choose to grow them, sunflowers, corns, you name it, variety is key. And I want you to go with three. Next up is placement. Now, I don't mean placement in the sense that you have to have the right soil and choosing the right area for the soil to be in. That's not what I mean. What I mean by placement is choosing proper sunlight. So do you have shady area or a sunny area? I also mean choosing if it's in a divot or if it has access to water just in general, along with traffic. whether that be critter traffic in the form of deer or sparrow or whatever the case is, or human traffic in the form of children or dogs or humans.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The more traffic, the more compacted the soil will become, or the more pest issues that may arise. And so because of that, we want to try to put it in a lower traffic area, or in some way fence it off to ensure that the soil is not being walked on when it's wet, or that pests aren't able to go and munch on your peas, like someone said in one of the last videos. This is probably my biggest tip. Know your dates, not your zone. This is so important. The only time your zone matters is when you're picking out a perennial. Say you sit down and you say, I want to grow berries. Then you'll ask yourself, what zone am I in? And you'll make your selection. Now, when it comes to choosing your seeds, transplanting outdoors, the varieties you want, zone doesn't matter. What matters is your date. And the dates in particular I want you to find and write down are your last frost date, your first frost date, and how many growing days you have in your area. Now, when I say this, I don't mean your zone. I don't mean what are the last first frost dates and times in your zone. I actually want you to Google geographically where you are, city, town, wherever it is on the map. I want you to Google when is the last frost date for Saskatoon, Calgary, Edmonton, Arkansas. No, Arkansas, that's a whole state. Sorry, Canadian here. But regardless, you want to check that out. This gives you 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after where you still might get frost. So you want to watch for this and cover the plants when necessary. You can start your seed 2 weeks before your last frost date, but you don't want to plant those transplants outdoors until the day of your last frost date or even 2 weeks after that last frost date. The next thing you want to look out for is the number of growing days in your zone. So a quick Google, once again, how many growing days are in Toronto? We'll tell you exactly how many days you have. I think Toronto, you're 136, 130 something, I think. Let me know in the comments down below. You have 130 days to make magic happen. This means you want to pick not just produce, but the varieties that are less than 130 days. If you pick something that's over 130 days, you better start looking at ways to cover it outdoors, start it inside, have a greenhouse, you name it. So all things considered, please check that out. I have really nerdy videos on growing degree days and all that fun stuff if you want to go look at why that is or the science behind it. Lastly is supports. Now, I want you to just take this into consideration as a budgetary item in growing. Things like peas, runner beans, and tomatoes do best when they're supported. When we don't support these plants, we tend to see the yields drop pretty drastically. And so because of that, we want to provide the supports whenever possible, whether this be a cage or a string or whatever the case is. So supports, just something to budget for and something to keep in mind when you're choosing varieties. I'd hate for you to pick something that everything needs a support in and not not grow things that don't need support. So for example, for tomatoes, just fun fact here, you can get determinant varieties or dwarfed varieties of tomatoes that don't need support. So if the budget is to grow tomatoes, but the budget is not to buy supports for tomatoes, that may be your deciding factor. But with this being said, it's not an exhaustive list of things to consider. It's the things I think you need to consider. And it's the things that I believe if you have in place, everything else such as pruning and disease control and fertilizer and soil will all start to slowly fall in place. Let me know in the comments down below what your tips are for beginner gardeners out there, because I have a lot of pros on this channel in the comments section. Trust me, they know their stuff and you can definitely lean on them for some advice. So I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.